When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. So I was watching Vinyl, right? I watched all the episodes now. I went from seeing none of them to having seen all of them.
I'm sorry.
No? You're not into it, Daniel?
I was waiting for you to watch it.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
I watched it.
You know what's crazy about it? Everything.
But aren't the guys who make it like the ultimate authorities about what's cool and not?
Man, I tell you, all you got to see is that making of thing afterwards. You're just like, hold on a minute. This dude is telling me what the score is on anything.
Who played Alice Cooper?
I don't know who that was. I thought he was like, okay. Look, it's a hard thing. It's such a thankless thing. The dude who played Robert Plant looked like he was like the kind of guy being like a like over the edge who'd like be like pick on you coming out of an arcade or something. Like that's supposed to be Robert Plant. He looked like an arcade hooligan. And you know what drives me the most nuts about it is that it's just like they'll be like they think it's like so edgy. It's just like, look, you just do this. Turn the effing music up. As if that's like some crazy concept that nobody saw. Wait, if I turn the music up, it's louder. Like, no, this is such a weird, tired concept. Yeah, you just turn it up and rock out. And then, like, they have, like, these people on it where you're supposed to be just like, they think, like, look, everybody's going to think this is the coolest dude they ever saw in the world when this Sly Stone type dude comes walking through here. And then you're watching at home, you're just like, man, do they think this is cool? They think because it's like a minute of watching him walk like in slow motion, just like with some fake Sly and the Family Stone music in the background. And you're just like, do they actually think I'm supposed to just be at home going like, oh, whoa, look at that guy. He's walking through the office. He's got a giant afro and crazy sunglasses on. And look at that jacket he's wearing. He's so cool.
Who's like, running this ship?
And then you're just like.
So it's real. It's like real musicians with like fake ones interspersed.
Yeah. And you're not even sure what.
It's a bad. Yeah.
Because then it'll just be like when Led Zeppelin were playing Madison Square Garden. It's like, they're just like, because, like, these Germans are just like, how is the Led Zeppelin deal going? And then they cut to, like, a Led Zeppelin. I was like, and you hear, like, the fakest Led Zeppelin music, like, and then they go to, like, Madison Square Garden where Led Zeppelin are supposed to be playing live. And then, like, this Robert Plant guy's like, all right, then you tell me my contract. Like, he's the worst Robert Plant impression I've ever seen. And then he's like, I got to go on stage now. And then he goes on stage. And what song do they go on stage? It's like, Led Zeppelin, when they did a BBC session, covered this Eddie Cochran song, Something Else. So naturally, whenever they played every single show, they played after a point, they always opened with the song Rock and Roll, where it's like... So now, but Something Else kind of starts the same way. It's clear they had to make a switcheroo on this one at the last second. So it's like... Hell, Something Else. And you're just like,
but don't they have all the money in the world to buy any song they want? I thought that show was like.
You'd think. I guess they didn't though, right?
Yeah.
I guess the bank.
You know what I love more
What's
than
that?
Anything? White men telling me about rock and roll. I just wish there were more opportunities to watch it.
Dave Grohl is going to do a masterclass just for you, Danielle.
Yes. I will sign up first.
Hey, this is how he's going to start. Hey, I'm Dave Grohl.
He's totally like,
hey, you don't know rock and roll.
I like it when cool guys say hey instead of hi.
Because Dave Grohl will be like,
hey,
are you kidding me? ZZ Top? That's like the greatest band ever. Like, he's just talking about every single band ever. Like, you kidding me?
Cannibal Corpse.
The Cannibal Corpse? Are you kidding me? Those guys rule. Like in every documentary he's participating. Are you kidding me? Dire Straits? Those guys are the coolest. Are you kidding? I wouldn't be making music. And he was always like, I wouldn't be making music if it wasn't for these guys.
That would be a terrible loss.
No. You kidding me?
How fast do you zone out when any man starts talking to you about Warren Zevon? Do you collapse immediately into a heap? Or do you go get a sandwich?
I enjoy every sandwich, as Warren Zevon would want me to do.
You know how I do that? Every man in my life telling me about that damn sandwich.
To enjoy every sandwich?
Every single man.
Okay. Look, Danielle, I do just want to say this thing.
Yeah.
Seriously, though.
Yeah.
Enjoy every sandwich.
You know what? I think I might.
I'm not kidding you.
It's like the climb.
Now.
It's the climb every
Enjoy
mountain.
Every sandwich.
Someone's got to explain that to me. What is that?
Well, that's why
he died and people went berserk like they loved him his whole life. And now nobody will shut up about him.
Guy couldn't sell 40 records when he was alive.
So David Letterman owned
all
40.
He bought all 40, And then,
he put him in that supercharged Volvo that he has, right? Drove around listening to it in that supercharged Volvo.
It goes to like 200 miles an hour to go on the hutch. To go from Connecticut to New York City, take the hutch. And then you're there. Take the hutch, and then you take either the west side or the east side.
He's screaming out the window, enjoy every sandwich! That's how he blows off steam at the end of a show. I couldn't even tell you a Warren Zevon song. Was he Werewolf of London guy?
Yeah.
He did Werewolf of London. Werewolves of London.
Unforgivable.
And then he did...
Lawyers, guns, and money. Is that
he
him?
He did that.
I'm asleep.
And then he did... What else did he do?
You know what? Don't tell me.
Rolling the headless tailman gunner.
Oh, that one's rough sailing.
All of his songs sound like they could have made their debut on Romper Room.
Romper Room?
Not into it.
All right.
Romper Room songs. I'm just saying. I wish somebody would make a TV show about it.
So you're anti-Romper Room.
I'm anti-Warren Zevon.
Well, I want to ask you this. Are you pro John Wesley Coleman? Watch how I do that. I just play the thing. See? That's how we do it. Oh, best show. John Wesley Coleman III. Guy don't do no wrong. A Clown Gave You a Baby, the name of that song. From a split single on Goner Records with Timmy's Organism. Another great band. Goner Records. You can't go wrong with Goner Records. They're the best. Goner-Records.com. And John Wesley Coleman, you can't go wrong with him neither. All right, let's go back to the phones and see... What's what? Best show.
You sound just like my dumb brother, Peyton. He doesn't like vinyl either. I loved it.
The vinyl. Who is this?
Sick.
Hey, Rick.
Not Rick, Sick.
Sick?
Yes.
Your name is Sick?
Yes. Get that big old wiener out of your ear.
Oh, that's charming.
You like vinyl. What? You do like it. You will like it.
Oh, I will. I will?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I will like vinyl.
Yes. Yeah, oh. You just got to give it time. They're nailing all this stuff. You know, they're totally getting it right. You know, a lot of people don't know that Peter Grant was actually 4'8".
Yeah, the guy, Peter Grant, Led Zeppelin's manager, was like a huge hulking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And on the show, I thought it was like a he looked like a child in old man's makeup.
That's what he looked like. Yeah, and a lot of people also don't know that when it came time to get the band on stage, John Bonham was the guy that got them up there.
He seemed very punctual.
Yep. Yeah.
John Bonham.
Yep. And also all the promoters went to Robert Plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, they did not go to Page.
No. Nobody ever thought that Jimmy Page was the leader of Led Zeppelin.
No.
But then, I guess, meanwhile, John Bonham would just be like, hey, blokes.
Let's go, lads. Yeah. We got to get up on that stage and play that Eddie Cochran song first.
So that's, so that's what John Bonham was like back then.
He was, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he also would make guys eat his bowler hat.
What would he do?
He'd make guys eat his bowler hat, you know?
That bowler hat, because he had that clockwork orange bowler hat he liked to wear.
That's right, yeah.
But he would make guys eat it.
He would, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I did not hear that. Maybe that's an upcoming episode of Vinyl.
Well, maybe that's also a case for you having a wiener in your ear.
Okay. What? I hate that so much.
Why?
That's the worst.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Well,
oh.
Yeah. You said I sounded like your dumb brother?
Yes.
What was his name? Peyton?
Peyton, yeah. Yeah.
There's no chance you're talking about Peyton Reed, is there?
No, not the drummer from Johnny Quest.
Uh-huh. Well, Peyton Reed was the drummer from Johnny Quest, but he's done more than that.
Like what?
Well, like, he's a movie director now, and he did the movie Ant-Man, which was huge.
So it was huge?
Yeah, it was huge.
Who are you, Donald Trump?
What, because I said huge?
Yeah, he always says huge. You see in the night, he won some of those primaries?
Uh-huh.
I gotta say, I think it's the first time I've ever seen anyone invoke the name Jack Nicklaus' signature golf course in a victory speech.
He did?
Yeah, he did it tonight. It was great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That might be a first.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, most people who support Trump, you know, if they're honest, they're a little appalled by his views.
Yeah.
But they also think that it's great that he's shaking things up and that he's so over the top.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the opposite.
How so?
Well, I think his policies are great.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
I do, yeah. But I want him to tone down the presentation because the message gets lost. You know, his ideas are totally solid.
Uh-huh.
That wall that Mexico will pay for.
Uh-huh.
And I love that he's figuring out some new thing that's going to be worse than waterboarding.
Uh-huh.
And that he's going to force the military to do it. I think that's brilliant. And cool.
I don't think it's cool to come up with something worse than waterboarding.
I think it is.
Well, I guess we agree to disagree then.
Yeah, well, those guys are getting used to it by now.
Those guys.
Yeah.
They're getting used to waterboarding?
They are the baddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see House of Cards?
No.
New season, I'm addicted.
You're addicted?
Yeah, I watched the entire thing in a day. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's getting pretty out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
House of Cards. So, yeah, that's...
I'm into the political stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like a political junkie?
I sure am, yeah. You're the first person I've ever heard use that term.
Like a political junkie.
Exactly, yeah.
You ever hear those guys where they're just like, I read 9 newspapers a day?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, really? 9?
And you press them on it, and they're like, no.
Yeah, it's like one.
It's like 2 at best.
Yeah. But they just talk about how many, and then they call themselves political junkies.
Ugh, I don't like it. Something Don Henley might say, right?
I guess it would be something. That sounds very much like what he would say. Like in an interview, kind of talking about where he's at.
Yeah, and he's also kind of scolding the interviewer just by the tone of his voice.
And like the interviewer would not even necessarily be sure what they did wrong.
Absolutely, yeah.
But he sure is mad at them.
He sure is, yeah. it's in his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your brother is not, I'm assuming, is not Peyton Reed?
No, he's not, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, who is your brother, if you don't mind me? You were talking about, like, I'm supposed to know who he is.
Yeah. Peyton Manning. Why?
What? Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
The NFL quarterback.
Until yesterday, yeah.
Who just retired. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah, he's my younger brother.
Okay.
As, of course, are Eli and Connor.
Mm-hmm.
My birth name is actually Ezekiel, but I just never felt comfortable with it.
Uh-huh. So, so you are the oldest son of Archie Manning, who was also...
That's right. Hey, we got a math whiz here.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's not what I didn't mean.
Figured that out.
Yeah, I wasn't showing off by trying to... That's not what I was trying to get to.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm just busting your bees.
Mm-hmm. So Ezekiel, how old are you?
I'm 47.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. I actually look just like Peyton. I mean, I look just like him.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's actually why the NFL paid me to put my music career on ice.
Wait, say that again? You said the NFL paid you to put your music career on ice?
That's true, yes, yeah.
Why on earth would they do that?
Well, here, go to my website, all right? Are you ready?
Yeah.
www.sickmanning.com, SICKMANNING.
Okay, let me check this out. Oh, my God. It's like the main thing. It's like a picture of Peyton Manning, like head to toe smeared with. Ugh. Is that what I think it is?
Well, all right. 2 things. 1, that's me. That's not Peyton.
Uh-huh.
I told you we look very similar, right?
Uh-huh.
And B, yes, that is what you think smeared all over me.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's like the filthiest thing I've ever seen. There's no way this is not, as I'm looking closer at it, there's no way this is not Photoshopped.
No, it is. It is.
Oh, okay. I guess it had to be. Because it's like the most disturbing photo of a person I've ever seen.
I know, right? Sick, yeah. Yeah, I had to Photoshop some things out of it, otherwise Google wouldn't link it to their site, you know.
So it was actually, you Photoshopped it, but not to make it worse, to make it less bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it was actually worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Are all these albums on the site here? These are all your albums?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I've been making my brand of top-quality scum rock since 1998.
Uh-huh.
But the NFL thought it would be bad for Peyton since we look so similar, right?
Okay.
So they ended up paying me $100,000 a year to not release any music or to play live.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. But, you know, since Peyton retired yesterday, it's time for the full-on Sick Manning experience.
Oh,
coming at you.
I got to say, I can't even... The names of these albums, I can't even say most of these on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't say A Pants Full of...
No, I'd have to bleep that.
Oh, you did? Oh. What about Face Down in a Vat Full of Vermin?
Right, I had to bleep that also.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. What about with...
No, I definitely could not. I had to bleep that one.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, how about...
No, I could not do that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, that was I had to bleep all of that.
Well, yeah. All of it?
Yeah, all of it.
All right.
Please do me a favor.
Even the fourth sentence?
Yes, I had all of it.
All right.
Do me a favor, don't name any more of your albums.
Okay, well, can I sing a little bit of a song?
Within bounds, I guess, if you're going to be tasteful with it.
Oh, yeah, it's very tasteful.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me think. Okay, here you go. I'm going to put...
I had to... No, none of that made it on.
Oh, not after, very frustrating.
Yeah, well, after the word put, I had to cut you off there.
Oh, rats.
Yeah. Sorry,
well,
sick.
Can I mention that all 25 of my albums came out today?
What do you mean all 25? All 25 albums came out on the same day today?
Yes. Yeah, well, I started recording them back in 98, so you know it's a huge backlog.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. What label did they come out on?
They came out on Hut Hut Hike Records.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a division of Panzerfaust.
Panzerfaust.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, have you heard of it?
Yeah, it's like a white power label.
Well, that's just a small part of what they do.
Is it a small part of what they do?
Yeah, they're also the world's largest merchant of hate rock.
Oh, okay, so in addition to just being white power, they also have just hate rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is different from white power.
It is, yes, yeah.
Okay. It's different because I guess they hate more than non-whites. Is that what makes it different?
Well, I can't get into it because you'll just censor me again. I'm against censorship.
Well, it's a very bold stand.
I'm a very bold person.
Yeah. You sure sound like it's sick.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I've also got these expanded editions and box sets, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Expanded editions, like expanded with what?
You know, outtakes and things, alternate versions of songs.
Yeah, but that kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense because nobody's heard any of it. So how does it deserve to have, like, an expanded edition or a box set?
Sounds like someone has their shorts in a massive wad.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
I know what's going on.
What?
Are you mad because you saw on my website that I'm going to be on Bob's Burgers this Sunday?
No, I'm not mad about that. And I don't even necessarily care about that because I'm going to be on The Simpsons this Sunday with John Worster. We're both going to be on together.
So. What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying to you, sick.
If I find out you're lying to me.
Uh-huh. I'm not lying.
The phone that I'm talking to you on?
Yeah.
It's going somewhere.
Okay, well, I'm not lying. I'm not worried about that because I'm not lying.
Okay. I've heard you lie sometimes.
I'm not a liar.
All right.
Well, sick, I don't know where you would have heard me lie, but...
You're not effing with me.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not. All right.
All right.
So you're doing this thing that you're calling what now? Like scum rock? Is that
scum rock? Yeah.
Yeah. And I gotta say, no offense, it like it would have been interesting 20 years ago. But, you know, you look a little too old to, like, pull this off. Like, this seems like more of, like, something a young person could get away with.
You know what? You need to watch the video on my homepage before you say any more, before you lay any more judgment on me, all right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay. Let me just hit refresh here. Okay. Oh, this is terrible. This,
what?
This is even more disgusting than that picture.
Are those no, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
Huh.
This is gross.
My dad loves what I'm doing.
Your dad,
yeah.
Who was Archie Manning, Hall of Fame quarterback Archie Manning, loves what you're doing?
He does, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
He said, and this is verbatim, Peyton had his time in the spotlight, and now it's time for the world to succumb to the sickness that is you, comma, son.
He really said that.
He did, yes. He even said comma.
Uh-huh.
Because he knew it was important. He wanted to hammer it.
Uh-huh. Really? He really said that?
No. What he did do was he took me over his knee and gave me a flagrant wet spanking.
A wet?
It was wet, yeah.
What is a... I don't even want to know what a wet spanking is.
You've never had a flagrant wet spanking?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But wait, how old is your father that he spanked you?
He's almost 70.
Uh-huh.
But man, can he spank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he wet spanks all of us.
Oh, God. All four of his adult sons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He even wet spanks himself.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Dad, how on earth does he wet spank himself?
Well, he has this special reverse wet spanking belt machine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's quite impressive and quite disturbing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, he really wails on his own ass. He really does.
So
I know I'm
sick.
Laughing. It's not funny at all.
I'm not laughing at all. I'm
good.
Nauseated.
Yeah, it's sick.
I'm gagging.
Oh, really? What's going on over there?
No, just this, the stuff you're talking about is making me a little ill.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I gotta say, the fact that Archie Manning is like has a wet spanking machine, is it
mm-hmm.
called? That's even weirder than the oldest son who looks just like Peyton Manning being a scum rocker.
Man, I'll tell you, man, Daddy is a weird dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's just the micro tip of the mega iceberg.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. You didn't hear it from me.
Yeah.
But he really got into voodoo when he played at for the Saints down in New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah, super into voodoo.
Yeah.
I can't say what happened,
mm-hmm.
but basically he just got too deep into it, and it really bit him on the ass.
The voodoo.
Yeah. Let's just say that he's going to pay the ultimate price on the other side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's really upsetting.
It's very disturbing, right?
Yeah.
Real sick stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of sick stuff.
Yeah.
I just got the signal that it's showtime.
Showtime?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, yeah. I've been backstage this whole time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing my first concert since 1998.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I made Peyton put me on the bill at this childhood obesity funder he's putting on in Nashville.
Okay, so you're in Nashville now. Peyton is hosting a childhood obesity fundraiser?
He is, yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I got to go. It's nice talking to you, okay?
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Sick.
All right! Get those giant hands in the air, you sick redneck MF! Ah! I'm gonna...
Oh, my God. Wow, Mike, that might be the weirdest call I've ever, ever received. Archie Manning. Who would have known? Right? Archie Manning did. The kid. Oh, sick cursed at you. Okay. Wow. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Celis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And yeah, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.